It's time for Carrington Cardinal Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal. Carrington Cardinal Basketball is brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Central City Lumber, Hefty Seed, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Central City Concepts, Brinster Law, Headlocks, OK Tire, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Bickett Insurance, Sendak, DJ's Home Center, Napa Auto Parts, Dakota Growers Pasta Company, Central Pharmacy, Bank Forward, Bassett Motors, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Bremer Bank, Dakota Central, Foster County Independent, and Hydration Station. Now, let's go out to the court for the voice of the Carrington Cardinals. Here's BJ Walters.
And for the boys, one final time inside the East Gym at Carrington High School in the 2024-25 season, the home finale. We welcome you into Carrington High School in Carrington, North Dakota, the beautiful Central City. Cardinal boys basketball on the radio. And tonight, a visit from the Four Winds Minnewaukan Indians wraps up the home schedule this season. BJ Walters with you. Indeed, Carrington have three more games after this, but they're all on the road at Medina, Pingree, Buchanan, at Grafton, and at Devil's Lake. This is the last home game of the year. Carrington enters it 12-5 overall. They are 0-2 within Region 2 play. Meanwhile, the Four Winds Minnewaukan Indians are 9-5, 2-3 in Region 2 play. With the win by Four Winds tonight, it becomes increasingly likely that this is the quarterfinal round matchup at the Betty in 3 weeks' time. Carrington coming off of a gritty, hard-fought 55-51 win over future Region 2 opponent Harvey Wells County on Monday night. They got 20 more points from Josh Bickett. That gives him 1,023 on his illustrious Carrington career. I should say 1,024 in his illustrious Carrington career. But the Cardinals also got contributions up and down the lineup, and a good second quarter gave them the breathing room they needed to hold off the Hornets. Meanwhile, for Four Winds Minnewaukan, they've also played a game this week, and it also went rather well for them. Thank you. Rather poorly, I should say, for them. Thank you very much. They hosted Devil's Lake, and Devil's Lake is undefeated. The Firebirds won it 71-53 on Fort Totten in that local rivalry game. Carrington will see the Firebirds in the regular season finale on Monday, March the 3rd. What is Four Winds Minnewaukan all about? Well, it's all about their press. They press heavy, they press hard, they press physical. And we'll talk to head coach Jason Otto later on in our pregame. If Carrington has 15 turnovers tonight, they've probably got a shot to win the basketball game. If it gets over 25, 30 turnovers, that's where you get into a lot of problems. And to be fair, Carrington averages 11.5 turnovers a game. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that number. So we'll see how they do tonight. It's Four Winds Minnewaukan in Carrington. And when we come back, we'll preview the rest of the night in North Dakota high school basketball, including a pretty important game in Region 2. We'll get to it when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. Traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
Have you heard? There's a new station in town. No, not a train station. Hydration station. Come check out Hydration Station at 930 First Street in Carrington. They have delicious and healthy protein shakes, teas, smoothies, and protein coffees. They also have some great snacks for on the go. Did you also know they're now open until 4:30? That's right, 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Come see Jim today at Hydration Station on First Street in Carrington. Open Monday through Friday, 6 to 4:30. Check out Facebook for Saturday openings.
This is Zach Folsom, a senior at Drake Animus High School and the 2024-25 North Dakota High School Activities Association Distinguished Student. Where do high school students learn about competition, free enterprise, morals, values, and how to succeed in our society? In uniquely staged high school activity programs. You can be a part of this valuable learning experience by attending a number of the many high school athletic, music, and speech events in your community. A public service message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association and this radio station.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
Hey Cardinals fans, whether you're driving to the big game or just cruising around, OK Tire Store has you covered with the best selection of Bridgestone tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. With Bridgestone tires, you can tackle every road with confidence and enjoy the journey ahead. The team at Carrington's OK Tire Store is here to provide top quality tires and service you can trust from employee owners. Visit OKTireInc.com or stop by the Carrington location today. Go Cardinals!
I'm Jameson Coots, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
Cardinals in four wins, Minnewaukan Indians coming up here inside the East Gym. Before we go any further, we should let you know Cody Otto is back with the team. He's not available tonight, but he's back with the team. He actually spent Super Bowl Sunday evening, he was telling me earlier tonight, in the hospital. He had pneumonia in both of his lungs. He is okay. He did lose 10 pounds, and it certainly does show, but he says he's got a appointment on Monday, and if he can get the all clear, he'll be available when the Cardinals, 1 week from tonight, visit Medina Pingree Buchanan. And a programming note on that, it'll be on KDAK The Cardinal. You'll be able to watch it on the KDAK The Cardinal YouTube page. A big game going on in Region 2 tonight, and that is between 5th-ranked Thompson and the Grafton Spoilers. There's a big logjam between 2nd and 4th in this region, and that game is going to go an awfully long way in determining the final seedings and the second bye in the Region 2 tournament at the Betty. Already tonight, Kindred has rolled past Lisbon, the number one team in the state, 71-33 over the Bronx. Devil's Lake is hosting Wahpeton tonight. Shiloh Christian, ranked third, is at Hazen. And, of course, we just told you that Thompson is at Grafton. In girls basketball, second-ranked Valley City beat Northern Cass 70-47. It is Carrington and Valley City at the Highliner Center tomorrow night. 6:45 airtime on our sister station, KQDJ FM Q101. You can install the Q101 app, and we will have that for you also on the KOVC TV YouTube page. You'll be able to watch the Carrington girls tomorrow night. Other games, Kindred is at Lisbon. We don't expect that to be competitive for very long at all. And of course, Class B district tournaments getting underway. 98.3 starting tomorrow at 2:45 for coverage of the District 2 tournament. Same time on KDDR the Tornado and KBMW for the District 1 tournament as the postseason begins. And I3G Media's coverage of February and March Madness get underway tomorrow. In the more immediate future, we will sit down with the head coach of the Cardinals. That is Jason Otto. His pregame comments after this, when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Carrington sports fans, want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fosterconews.com.
This February, show your love with the perfect gift. A truck that says, I care about your comfort, safety, and style. Plus, it's way better than flowers. Come to Beset Motors and take advantage of our huge pre-owned truck blowout with all price to sell well below market value. See our inventory at besetmotors.com or schedule a test drive today at 701-652-2955.
Beset Motors, where our customers send their friends.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com.
Cardinals and Indians coming up very shortly from the East Gym in the home finale, and we are joined by Carrington head coach Jason Otto. And coach, here we go, another region game, a final opportunity to play in front of the home fans this year.
Yeah, it should be a good one. You know, Four Winds likes to get up and down the floor, likes to push tempo, and you know, they're known for their press, and we're gonna have to take care of the basketball. If we can take care of the basketball, I think, you know, things will be okay. But if we turn it over a bunch, it's gonna be a long night.
Going back to Monday night, and you and I have had this discussion, it seems, 5-6 times this year, but an ugly win is probably something that wouldn't have been possible a year ago. And now you've got several games where, even though you're not at your best, you're able to get a win. That shows some real maturity and some real grit from your guys.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the game, we'd like to see a little bit better decision making on offense and stuff. And we watched film and talked about those things. And, you know, and with that being said, for a lot of these guys, this is their first year. Some of them have, what, like 17 games under their belt now for varsity experience. So they haven't been in a lot of those situations. So it is kind of a learn as you go type game by game situation. For the most part, real happy with the guys, just the way their effort and their attitude and everything's been real good. And, you know, they don't quit. And that's what gets those games at the end. I mean, even when things got a little bit stressful the other night, they stayed calm and just, we made the play when we needed to, you know, like would have liked to have ended it a little earlier, but that's the way it goes.
You mentioned long season. You've got a bunch of young guys. I mean, these sophomores are really contributing big minutes for you. How much of an adjustment is that? Not just from a game to game, you know, prep to prep thing, but just on their body. How did you sort of get used to a long season?
Well, I think it's, you know, we expect a lot out of them. And I think it is harder on them than what you would think. Just because the physicality, you know, in Division A, it's every night you're up against teams with lots of juniors and seniors. So it's physical and aggressive. And most teams have quite a few guys sitting on the bench. So, I mean, they're all competing for a spot, you know, and we have a tough time in practice just replicating. Like, there's no way we can replicate Four Winds press in practice. I mean, there's nothing we can do to match that. So it's more of a, we're hoping just going through things in practice and watching film home and trying to talk our way through some situations that we can learn from that. You know, it's a little different than some teams that have, you know, 20 some kids out, where we can, you know, put two really competitive squads in practice every day and go at each other.
Four wins Minnewaukan tonight. You mentioned it. They're known for their press. This is what they do. If you can break their press and slow the game down, is that advantageous for you in the half court?
Yeah. I mean, if we can take care of the basketball, and, you know, even when we get into the half court, they do a really good job of putting pressure on the ball and trapping. And we're going to have to make sure we keep the ball moving, so that not allowing them to, you know, trap us all over the floor. And that's the way we're going to be able to attack the basket and get some open looks. So if we can, like I said, number one, we just got to take care of the ball and make some good decisions. And, you know, we talked about it. We're going to turn it over. It's going to happen. I mean, nobody plays four wins and doesn't. I mean, so you're going to have to just not repeat the same mistakes, is what we're hoping. And hopefully we go out there and, you know, learn from it in the first quarter. And by the fourth quarter, hopefully we're being effective with it and not chasing them to the other end.
Last thing for you. The old adage is teams that press don't like ball pressure. Can you frustrate them offensively with some of the defense that you guys have been playing lately, especially that second quarter on Monday?
Well, we talked about that. We're going to try a little. You know, they are good ball handlers. They go 11-12 guys. I mean, they play that many guys. So we're going to have a lot of different matchups all the time. I mean, they have a few guys that come in that are left-handed and everything. So it's going to be a constant on the go. Everybody's going to have to be adjusting all the time. And we did talk about that. Some of the film we watched, you know, where teams had some success was getting ball pressure on them in the half court. So we're going to try, you know. I mean, easier said than done sometimes, but we're going to do our best. That's for sure.
Well, Coach, have some fun out there and good luck.
Thank you.
The head coach of the Cardinals, Jason Otto, our guest. The Bissett Motors starting lineups and the opening tip are next when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience, and we are from here, so we know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Let Bickett Insurance give you a free proposal from Auto Owners Insurance or one of our many other partners. Give Bickett Insurance a call at 652-1775 today.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farm owners grow and succeed today and into the future.
Carrington Drug, your independently owned good neighbor pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurturing a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance, good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street in Carrington, caring for you and our community.
I'm Josh Bickett, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
The national anthem just completed here inside the East Gym, and now it is time for the Bissett Motors starting lineups. Bissett Motors has a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. The sales crew offers friendly personal service. Bissett Motors, where our customers send their friends. Call today, 652-29. 5-5. Let's give you the starters first for the visitors, the Four Winds Minnewaukan Indians. At one guard, a 5'8 senior, Keelan Longy. At another guard, a 5'7 senior, Norvon McKay. At one forward, a 6'2 senior, Ron McKay. At the other forward, a 6'1 junior, Tyler Black Jr. And the 6'5 do everything junior center, Morel Dang. And yes, this is the younger brother of Dang Dang. The head coach of the Four Winds Minnewaukan Indians is Rick Smith, assisted by Dennis Smith, Travis Mertens, Jeff Fuchs, and Oliver Gord Jr. The starting lineup for Carrington tonight is the usual suspects. At one guard, a 5'10 senior, Grady Idland. At the other guard is 6'1 senior, Josh Bickett. The forwards, there are three of them. At one forward, a 5'11 junior, Tate Wolski. Another forward, 6'2 junior, Maddox McAloney. And the third forward is 6'2 sophomore, Talon Merring. For head coach Jason Otto, assisted by Randy Huey and Josh Bickett. The Indians are in black with royal blue numbers outlined in white and cursive script Indians above the numbers on front of the uniform. Carrington in all white with cardinal red numbers and letters and cardinal red trim. We're happy to have you with us tonight, whether it's locally on FM 100.1 AM 1600, the Cardinal, on the KDAK, the Cardinal mobile app, or by asking your smart speaker to play KDAK, the Cardinal. Cardinals trying to get their 13th win of the season if they can get this one tonight. That's exactly what it would be. And the good part about this game for Carrington is that we talked about how they cannot afford to turn the basketball over. The truth is, Carrington has been very good on turnovers this year. In fact, they only average 11.5 per game. Their assist-to-turnover ratio is 1.24 to 1. Anything above 1 is considered excellent. So, Carrington will try to keep that going tonight. Morrell Dang to jump center with Maddox McAloney, and we are underway, and it is Carrington. Well, Carrington had the tip, and it's taken away and thrown into the backcourt where it's picked up by Ronald McKay. And so the opening possession to the Indians, moving left to right. Carrington will move right to left. It's man-to-man defense. Post-entry, McKay, a right-handed hook is long. Rebound, Talon Merring. And here comes Carrington for their opening possession. Maddox McAloney gets downhill in a hurry. Kicks it out to Merring on the left baseline. It's McAloney spinning right and goes up top for Tate Wolski. It is Morrell Dang on Josh Bickett early. Maddox McAloney dribbles to the head of the key and goes right side to Merring. 12 to shoot Carrington on the bank forward scoreless first quarter scoreboard. A three by Merring spins off and is rebounded by Ronald McKay. Here comes four wins Minnewaukan the other way. Here's Dang getting his first touch. He works his way into the post, floats it up, floats it in. And the first two to Morrell Dang, 2-0, four wins Minnewaukan. Now the press, and Josh Bickett works well against it. Dribbles left, finds Merring in the corner. Grady Eidland, who gets trapped, spins, and gets fouled. He was fouled on the floor. 6:45 to go in the opening quarter. Bank forward scoreboard reads 2-0 Indians, and the foul is on Keelan Longy, his first. Carrington with a basketball. They go back door to Bickett, who gets Dang in the air. Wraparound feed McAloney. Extra pass. It's Eidland. McAloney wants to go back door. He's knocked off the ball, and it's stolen by McKay. McKay the other way. Steps back. Fires a lefty three. It's long and taken in by Eidland, who was the last man back, and it worked out because he was the only man there for the rebound. Here's Josh Bickett in a 2-0 game. The senior around a screen has McKay on him. The switch comes. There's McAloney in the post. Lost the basketball. It is knocked out of bounds. It will stay at this end. Carrington down by two in the early going. Grady Eidland to trigger the inbound. He does to Talon Merring in the left wing corner. Down to McAloney on the baseline. Kick out. Eidland. He finds Wolski right side. Josh Bickett around a screen. Bickett hesitates, looks, finds Merring left wing. He's on the sideline. A turnover. First turnover for Carrington, although the coaches may, I don't think they will, but they may score that opening tip sequence a turnover. Nonetheless, here's four wins Minnewaukan, 2 minutes, 15 seconds in. And it's McKay in the post, laying it up, blocked by McAloney. And here comes Bickett down the left side. He lost it out of bounds. It goes back to four wins Minnewaukan. Early on, they're letting a lot go, and that would certainly favor the Indians in this game. Certainly it would. On the right side, it's Longie. Up top, driving right, is McKay for the open jumper. And Dorvon McKay makes it 4-0 Indians. Here's Bickett. They really start pressing and trapping in the half court. Bickett dribbles left, gives to Wolski in the corner. Eidland gets a Wolski screen. Pick and roll. Wolski inside with the floater, left short. Rebound deflects out and is taken in by Dorvon McKay. And here he comes for Four Winds Minnewaukan on the bank forward scoreboard. He pops from the right elbow and hits. It's 6-0. Bickett, now three-quarter court pressure. Bickett fires down court to Eidland, wraparound feed. McElhoney lays it in and draws the foul. A chance at a three-point play for Maddox McElhoney. And it's 6-2. The foul is called on Tyler Black Jr., his first, team's first, game's first for Four Winds. The free throw completes the three-point play, and the lead cut in half just that quick. On the left side, Dane. Post entry knocked wide. It comes to Longie. He gets a high ball screen. Longie hesitates. Now starts a drive. Overhead pass, open three. Got it. Dorvon McKay with eight. Or rather, with 7, I beg your pardon. It's 9-3. Here's Bickett with 4:20 to go. First quarter, bank forward scoreboard. Josh, left wing corner. Grady Eidland to 3. Skips it over the rim. Rebound taken in by Ronald McKay. He comes the other way. Shuffles it off to Dane. Dane wants to drive on Bickett. He's cut off. Here's a 3 that rattles off. Offensive rebound and the layup for Ronald McKay. And it's 11-3. On the left side, off the hands of Maring. He's able to keep the ball in play. Here's Bickett through the middle. Maring, wide open three. Off the front of the rim and out of bounds. And hit the front of the rim and then hit the scoreboard. And it goes back to Four Winds Minnewaukan, leading by 8 with 3:45 to play in the opening quarter. On the right side, Dorvon McKay up top to Morrell Dang, who gets inside, puts it up, puts it in. It's 13-3, and a Dakota Central timeout is called by Carrington head coach Jason Otto. We will take it as well with 3:34 to go in the first. 13-3 Indians. Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Hi, I'm Kara Brinster with Brinster Law PC, located at 832 Main Street in Carrington, the Old State Farm building across from Bremer Bank. I graduated in 2009 from UND School of Law, and I've been practicing ever since. I specialize in family law and mediation, and I'm extending my practice to areas of property, estates, and wills. Call me at 701-652-3400 to set up an appointment to discuss your legal needs.
I'm Justin Holland, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK Dakota.
7-0 run, and so a Dakota Central timeout called by Coach Otto. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and experience Command IQ today at dakotacentral.com. Carrington with the basketball. Alec Threadgold is in for the first time, the 6'3 sophomore. Maring, left wing, Eidland. He gets trapped. Steps through it. The ball deflects to Threadgold, then back to Eidland, who spins, finds Wolski, goes right side. Talon Maring drives to 12 feet, dumps it down to Threadgold, who gets blocked from behind, out of bounds by Ronald McKay. And Carrington will inbound on the baseline. Bickett to trigger. He does deep. Towards Maring, who drives left, stops, kicks to a cutting Threadgold, who's too strong with the layup. Rebound taken in by Tyler Black Jr. And here come the Indians leading by 10. Straight away, it's Dorvon McKay. Pick and roll game. Black hits the underside of the rim but got fouled. He'll shoot two. The foul is called on Carrington's Tate Wolski, his first and the first on the team. So free throws for Tyler Black, the junior. The free throw is long. In for the first time, Jonte DeLorme. the 5'7 junior forward for Four Winds Minnewaukan. He replaces Longy. 13-3, second free throw is short and rebounded by DeLorme on the right side. A left-handed drive behind the back pass to McKay. Ronald McKay down to Dang. Morrell Dang gets inside on Bickett and lays it home. 15-3, and Morrell has six already. At the other end, Threadgold beats the press and lays it in. Alec Threadgold's first basket, 15-5. With 2:25 to go, first quarter, bank forward scoreboard. Here's Dang. Down to McKay. McKay against Threadgold. Skip it, left wing. Dorvon McKay's three is an air ball. Rebound, Ronald McKay. He takes one dribble, goes up top. Here's Dang. Fakes a three, drives right. Dang, runner off the heel, and a rebounding foul is called on Ronald McKay, his first. In for the first time, Jeron Lawns, a 6'1 sophomore guard. So Lawns is in. Here's Bickett and Maring playing catch against the press. Now they get it into the front court and find Grady Eidlin, who's trapped and throws it out of bounds. A turnover. 15-5, Four Winds Minnewaukan with 1:52 to go in front of a very good crowd here in the home finale for Carrington boys basketball in 2024-25. The true home finale of basketball is Monday night, the Carrington girls against Four Winds Minnewaukan. And when I get a second, I will give you a programming note on that. Here is Ronald McKay driving in, kicking out right, or yeah, right side. A three goes in. And it's Lones with the three. It's 18-5. Bickett. Left wing, McAloney. Skips it, deflected, and nearly stolen. Thrown, oh, what a play by Wolski. Throws it off McKay so he can retrieve it in the backcourt. But then Bickett's pass is too high and a turnover. Back in comes Tyler Black Jr. Carrington trailing 18-5 with 1:16 to go in the first quarter. That programming note, Four Winds doesn't have a JV, so we're with you at 5:45 on Monday. Driving left, faking the three is DeLorme. Up top, they go to the mid post, knocked away, picked up, and Tate Wolski does get the steal. What a play by Tate Wolski to take it away from Tyler Black Jr. Now Bickett the other way. Josh stops, pops from 14, can't drop. Rebound loose and taken in on the move by Dorvon McKay. Dorvon one on four, pops from the elbow, short, rebound Grady Eidlin. 18-5, Carrington trails. Bickett, left wing, it's Eidlin. Skips it, picked off, intercepted by Lones. And here comes Dang with no shot clock. Driving left, wraparound feed, layup. Tyler Black Jr. gets his first two. It's 20-5. Bickett, McAloney, now Wolski. Down to Threadgold, who will lay it up and in with 10 seconds left. That's how you break the press, and Threadgold with four of the seven. It's 20-7. 2 seconds, 1 second, Dang. Right side, a three at the buzzer is short. And that is how the first quarter comes to a close. With the score, Four Winds Minnewaukan 20, Carrington 7. Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
When it's time to buy a new appliance for your home, remember DJ's Home Center. Did you know they are a locally owned business and that they have been serving this great community since 1993? DJ's Home Center services and delivers within 45 miles of Carrington, bringing you the best prices on all major brand appliances. So don't go anywhere else. Remember that DJ's Home Center is your local, low-priced, best-trained appliance store. Located right by the roundabout, go Cardinals!
Rest assured that you'll be treated with the care and respect you deserve at Central Pharmacy. Conveniently located in the heart of Carrington and New Rockford, Central Pharmacy delivers the kind of attention and commitment to improving your health care that the big box stores just can't. Central Pharmacy does it all, from medical supplies to prescriptions, health and wellness concerns. Plus, we have a great selection in our gift, boutique, and decor departments. Visit us on Facebook for up-to-date info. Central Pharmacy, your one stop in Carrington and New Rockford.
I'm Maddox McElhinney, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
Cards trail 20-7 after one, and Carrington Basketball brought to you all season by Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, the store next door, powered locally at Cenex. Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton. Second quarter underway, Cardinals with the first possession, and a Talon Maring three is good. Talon Maring buries the three, and the lead is cut to 20-10. It was 20-5. Into the game, Grayson DeLorme for the first time for Four Winds Milwaukee. Up top, it's Dang. Morrell Dang down the lane, lays it home with the right hand. 22-10, and Morrell Dang has eight already. At the other end, it's Maring for Bickett. Dribbling left, passing right. Maring steps into another three. In and out. Boy, just popped out after going halfway down. Rebound for Winds Milwaukee. And then a turnover. No, nearly a turnover. Talon Maring knocks the ball out of bounds on the near side. 7:09 to go. First half. Bank Forward scoreboard reads 22-10 for Winds Milwaukee. On the right side, DeLorme goes up top. And on the left side, it's Jonte DeLorme. Pick and pop. Instead, it comes all the way through to Grayson DeLorme, whose three is wide right. Rebound Maddox McElhinney, and here comes Carrington down by a dozen. McElhinney down the right side of the floor, gets inside, puts up a floater. No, but Threadgold's there for the putback. And Alec Threadgold with six, it's 22-12. Seven of the last nine to the Cardinals. Grayson DeLorme, left wing, Morrell Dang. Up top, Grayson DeLorme, a straightaway three. Wide left, rebounding foul called on Tyler Black Jr., his second. And Carrington can cut it to single digits on this trip. What are you doing? You better not be playing. Trailing 22-12 inside the East Gym tonight. On the right side, Maring into the front court for McElhinney. Maddox finds Josh Bickett. Extra pass, layup, blocked. The ball is kicked wide and comes the other way. And a layup pops out, but a foul on McElhinney. Free throws for Jonte DeLorme. On McElhinney's first foul. We'll try to keep you updated on that other big game within the region as it's Grafton taking on Thompson as the free throw goes in. 23-12. Second free throw is good. 24-12. No, they're going to take it away. Lane violation. And Thompson leads Grafton just before the break, 36-22. Not that surprised, to be honest. Thompson is very, very good. Here's Bickett. Hesitating. Goes up top. It's Maring across the timeline with a pass to Wolski, who gets trapped. The ball finds Alec Threadgold, who misses once, gets it back, lays it up again, misses again. Rebound, Four Winds Milwaukee. 23-12, they lead. And here they come from left to right. Kick out. Open look three is good. In the corner, that seems to be Lone's shot. He's got six. It's 26-12. Wolski, right side. McElhinney. Up top for Bickett. Josh, a three. Off the front of the rim and taken in by McKay. At the other end, a corner pocket three. Skips over the rim. Taken in by McElhinney, who gets the ball to Bickett. 26-12 Indians. Wolski to Bickett, right side. Maring down to McElhinney, inside on DeLorme, couldn't finish. Rebound Loans, and here come the Indians again. Morrell Dane gives. Ronald McKay gets inside. Kick out, three goes. Timeout Carrington. Another three, that one for Grayson DeLorme, and a Dakota Central timeout. We'll take it as well. 4:42 to go. First half, 29-12. Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks. Headlocks!
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks! Headlocks!
Headlocks, Carrington, North Dakota.
I'm Taylor Merring, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
Cardinal basketball all season long, brought to you by Brinster Law. Brinster Law specializes in family law and mediation, but is here to help with any legal question. 652-3400. 7-0 run for the second time in the game has given Four Winds Minnewaukan their largest lead at 29-12. Talon Mary dribbles left and has it taken away by Dane. Morrell Dane gives it off for a right-handed layup that goes for Dorvon McKay, who's got 9, and it's 31-12. Bickett finds Wolski, who gets downhill and then gets blocked away by Longy, who's back in. At the other end, a layup doesn't go, but the putback does for Dane. He's into double figures with 10. The lead is 21. Threadgold at the other end, too strong. They're sped up a bit, Carrington. Here comes Four Winds Minnewaukan the other way. A spin into the lane for the lefty layup for Ronald McKay. He's got 4, and it's 35-12. And this is a 13-0 run. Eidland, left side. Threadgold gets inside. Extra pass stolen again. This time by Jontay Delorme. Here come the Indians down the right side. Ronald McKay up top. A little one-handed runner is left short. Offensive rebound, McKay back up and in. Timeout, Carrington. It will be a full. Ronald McKay with 6. The lead is 25. And Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Effortlessly manage your farm fertility with Verify. Verify takes yield data directly from your combine and instantly generates variable rate fertility maps based on your nutritional goals. Whether it's building soil, balancing nutrition, or maintaining fertility. And with full integration with John Deere Operations Center, Verify can send recommendations directly to application equipment, no matter the color. For more information on Verify, talk to your Hefty agronomist and keep your farm moving.
Running tough, running strong, High Plains Equipment.
High Plains Equipment is your authorized Case IH dealer serving farmers around Carrington, Devils Lake, Rugby, and Harvey. When you're ready to invest in a new piece of quality Case IH equipment, their friendly and knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments will make sure your experience is outstanding. Visit highplainseq.com to connect with your local Case IH High Plains Equipment location.
I'm Tay Walski, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
This is a 15-0 run that has given Four Winds Minnewaukan a 25-point lead. Tay Walski against the press, dribbles left, finds Josh Bickett. Bickett drives, stops, pops, and can't get it to go. Just not Josh's night so far. And then Tay Walski called for a foul. That did everything but go in for Josh. And Tate picks up his second. Four Winds Minnewaukan with the basketball and a 25-point lead. It's McKay giving to Dane. Norval McKay up top. A three is short. An air ball. Offensive rebound put back for Longy. He gets his first basket, 39-12. Merring, left side, Bickett spins and gets fouled. Richard Cavanaugh is in for the first time, as is Wakinyaho Graybear. And the foul is called on Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh, 6'1 junior, Graybear, 5'7 senior. Bickett, covered by Graybear. Up top, it's Eidland, popping from the free throw line. He got fouled. He got slapped across the wrist, and he'll shoot two free throws. The foul this time is the second on Longy. And Grady Eidland at the foul line for two. 39-12, Indians on the bank forward scoreboard, and the free throw goes down for Grady. 39-13. That stops a 17-0 run. The free throw goes in. 39-14. Up top, it's Dorvon McKay. Left wing, he gets it back, goes to Dane. Dane, skip it, right side, a Gray Bear three is good. Joaquin Yanho, Gray Bear with the triple, 42-14 at the other end. McAloney gets into the lane with a floater that pops off. Rebound taken in by McAloney. He saves the ball to Eidland. Mehring has it poked free from him. Here's McKay at the other end. He'll lay it up and miss it short. Offensive rebound, kick out, corner. Driving in, McKay for two more. McKay with 11, and the lead is 30. 44-14 with 100 seconds still to break. Through the middle, McAloney. Right side, too high for Eidland and out of bounds. Well, the message at halftime, I think, is going to be, guys, sometimes we got a little too rushed in that first half. If we just take a breath and slow it down, we can compete a little bit better. But once this game has gotten rushed, it is to the advantage of Four Winds Minnewaukan, no doubt about it. Post-entry, Dane against Bickett, works his way. Offensive foul on Dane. His first. And he checks out for Jerron Lawns. Coming up at halftime, we'll get a check of the game in Thompson, tell you what's coming on KDAK, the Cardinal, and elsewhere, and get a look at first half scoring. Down the left side, it's Mehring. Tobolski at the free throw line. Too strong with the jumper. Behind the back dribble, Dorvon McKay. McKay all the way, finger roll short. Rebound, Grady Eidland. One minute remaining in the second quarter. And Mehring finds a cutting Bickett, whose jumper is wide right, and Josh Bickett still has not scored. Rebound for Winds Minnewaukan. Here they come. Up top, a right-handed drive and kick to Kavanaugh. Up top, Gray Bear, left wing. In the corner now for Lawns, who works his way in. Lawns, a little banker, doesn't go, got his own miss, and they got stripped of the ball by Bickett. It falls to Tate Wolski, and Carrington can virtually hold for one, but I don't know if they're going to. A Mehring three is short, taken in by Lawns. And here come the Indians, up 30. They might finally slow this thing down. They do. They'll hold for the final shot. It's been a minute since they slowed it down. At the head of the key, Longy with eight. Hands it off, and they'll run the offense. Drive and kick. Corner three. Lawns, no. Rebound, McAloney. Had it, lost it. Quarter over. We have played two with the score. The Four Winds Minnewaukan Indians 44, the Carrington Cardinals 14. Halftime next when Cardinal basketball continues in just a moment.
Many dream of five-star hotels and five-star restaurants. What about five-star treatment from your dentist? That's exactly what you'll get at Carrington Dental Care. Dr. J's and Dr. Chaz's gentle, relaxed, and friendly atmosphere will give you a full-service dental experience with five-star customer service and care. Carrington Dental Care will give you five-star dental treatment for the entire family. New patients are always welcome. Visit thecarringtondentist.com or call 701-652-2801.
This is Tanner from Leading Edge Equipment. We've got you covered for all your on-farm bulk oil needs. We deliver high-quality John Deere engine oil, Hi-Guard, Cool Guard, and DEF, along with a wide selection of oil tanks and accessories. Call Scott in Michigan, Chuck in Carrington, or me, Tanner in Devil's Lake. We're ready to deliver right to your farm. Leading Edge Equipment, your family-owned John Deere dealer in Michigan, Devil's Lake, Hamden, and Carrington. Talk to the parts department today.
A growing operation keeps you going from sunup to sundown and beyond. Bremer Bank knows it's good to have a banker who helps you weather the ups and downs of the market. Add to your operation. and get the resources, inputs, and equipment you need to make it pay off. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever, and understanding is everything. Find out more at Bremer.com.
Why choose Professional Eye Care Centers? Three great reasons are Dr. Bond, Dr. Freilich, and Dr. Jangula, three of the most educated professional optometrists you'll ever meet. Next is their many locations. You can now see one of their spectacular doctors in Jamestown, Valley City, Carrington, Edgeley, Ellendale, and Lemoore. And finally, their fantastic selection. And yes, all of their frames and lenses are backed up by warranty. Visit ProEyeCareCenters.com and make an appointment today. Professional Eye Care Centers, clearly the best.
Dakota Growers Pasta Company makes over 100 pasta shapes and formulas for retail, private label, food service, and ingredient customers. Check out a new career with excellent wages and benefits at Dakota Growers Pasta Company or contact Human Resources at 701-540-6152 to help you apply. Ask about our $1,000 sign-on bonus, relocation assistance, and loan repayment plan. Good luck to our Carrington Cardinals. Come make pasta with us.
Screen printing, custom gifts, and laser engraving all in Carrington? What a concept. Central City Concepts. They can take your corporate logo, event graphic, or favorite saying and make it sing on t-shirts, coffee mugs, hydro flasks, and all sorts of promotional items. They can also do custom laser engraving, specializing in everything from signs to award plaques to promo gifts for businesses. Check them out on Facebook or call Central City Concepts at 652-5346 during business hours, Monday through Thursday from 9 to 4.
I'm Alec Frogold, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK the Cardinal.
Well, the Cardinals knew that to get this one tonight, they'd have to play pretty close to a perfect game, and the first half just didn't quite go that way. They trail four wins Minnewaukan 44-14 at the main break here in this home finale of the 2024-25 regular season for Carrington. And let's give you a look at the scoring recap of our first half here in the Central City. But before we do that, before we do anything, in fact, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. Live from the Central City, this is Cardinal Basketball.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by i3G Media.
B.J. Walters back with you in the East Gym of Carrington High School now for that first half scoring recap. First for four wins Minnewaukan. They got 11 from Dorvon McKay, 10 from Morel Dang, 6 each from Ronald McKay and Jerron Lones. They got 3 each from Grayson DeLorme and Wakanyano Graybear, 2 from Tyler Black Jr. and a point for Jonte DeLorme. Carrington with 6 from Alec Threadgold, 3 each from Talon Merring and Maddox McAloney, and 2 from Grady Eidland. No ties, no lead changes. This is the biggest lead, 44-14. They just started the second half in Thompson. It is the Tommies leading Grafton 36-22. We'll come back and tell you what the next few days on KDAK, the Cardinal, and Carrington Sports look like. And we'll do that when Cardinal Basketball continues after this.
CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. Traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
Have you heard? There's a new station in town. No, not a train station. Hydration station. Come check out Hydration Station at 930 First Street in Carrington. They have delicious and healthy protein shakes, teas, smoothies, and protein coffees. They also have some great snacks for on the go. Did you also know they're now open until 4:30? That's right, 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Come see Jim today at Hydration Station on First Street in Carrington. Open Monday through Friday, 6 to 4:30. Check out Facebook for Saturday openings.
I'm Braden Osso, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals trail by 30 at halftime. So what's coming up for Carrington Athletics? Well, it starts tomorrow with girls wrestling. They head over to Castleton to take part in the regional individual tournament. And Kyle Hewitt has it for you at 12:50 right here on KDAK, the Cardinal, on the mobile app and on your smart speaker. So because of that, Carrington girls basketball is elsewhere tomorrow night. And in this case, elsewhere means KQDJ FM Q101. That's the app that you want to download right now, Q101, as it's Carrington and Valley City in girls basketball. The Highliners tonight got the better of Northern Cass 70-47. So they'll be on the back end of a back-to-back in that one. Then the Carrington boys wrestlers, the regional dual champions, take part in the regional individual tournament Saturday in Grafton, 10 a.m. airtime right here on KDAK, the Cardinal, on the mobile app and on your smart speaker. And the next few days wrap up on Monday night as the Carrington girls take on Four Winds Minnewaukan right here, 5:45 airtime. The Indians don't have a JV team. They don't have the numbers for it right now. So 5:45 airtime. With a win, Carrington is the number two seed in the Region 2 tournament, and that means they don't play on Monday the 24th. They would be off until the 25th and be guaranteed of two games, no matter what, in order to try and get themselves to the state tournament. So we hope you can join us Monday at 5:45 for the Cardinal girls against Four Winds Minnewaukan. Here are our halftime score. Four Winds Minnewaukan in the boys' action, 44, Carrington 14, and the second half is next when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
This is Zach Folsom, a senior at Drake Animus High School and the 2024-25 North Dakota High School Activities Association Distinguished Student. What do many of our nation's attorneys, politicians, and actors have in common? They probably became articulate and persuasive by honing these skills in high school speech and debate competition. Every society needs leaders. High School Forensics certainly does its share to train leaders for tomorrow. High school activities and academics make great curriculum partners.
A public service message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association and this radio station.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
Hey Cardinals fans, whether you're driving to the big game or just cruising around, OK Tire Store has you covered with the best selection of Bridgestone tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. With Bridgestone tires, you can tackle every road with confidence and enjoy the journey ahead. The team at Carrington's OK Tire Store is here to provide top quality tires and service you can trust from employee owners. Visit OKTireInc.com or stop by the Carrington location today. Go Cardinals!
Carrington sports fans, want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fosterconews.com.
This February, show your love with the perfect gift. A truck that says, I care about your comfort, safety, and style. Plus, it's way better than flowers. Come to Bissett Motors and take advantage of our huge pre-owned truck blowout with all priced to sell well below market value. See our inventory at BissettMotors.com or schedule a test drive today at 701-652-2955.
Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com.
I'm assistant coach Todd Bickett, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK the Cardinal.
Well, there was a delay in the warm-ups because of the game that the fans play at halftime, where a lot of things are put on the court. You get to throw a beanbag or a rolly ball out there, and whatever you land closest to, you get to keep for free. So we can tell you kind of a really funny way that it dawned on everyone a week ago that Josh Bickett had reached 1,000 points. So his dad was telling me, Coach Bickett was telling me before the game tonight, that he knew Josh needed 29 going into the Lisbon game, but he thought, well, this is going to work great. He'll get it on parents' night at home on senior night. It'll be great. Fantastic. Well, as the game got going, all of a sudden he hit some shots in the second half, and Josh's older brother, Garrett, got a hold of Coach Bickett as he was at the scorer's table checking the official book and said, he's got 33. And that's how it dawned on Coach Bickett that Josh had surpassed 1,000 points. The public address announcer was not aware of it either and asked Coach Bickett, well, would you like me to announce it? And Todd said, ah, sure, why not? So the Lisbon public address announcer, classy guy, he announced that Josh Bickett had reached 1,000 points. And it just goes to show that even as a coach, once you're zoned into a game, you kind of forget all of the side stories. You're just focused on what's the next play, especially in a game like that where Carrington was trying to rally for most of that second half after Lisbon had taken the lead. So just a strange way to find out that Josh had reached 1,000 points. Want to let you know that i3G Media's postseason basketball coverage begins tomorrow. The District 1 and District 2 girls tournaments both begin at 2:45. District 1 on KBMW and KDDR. And District 2 on Thunder 98.3. Vance Steeman will have the call of the first two games. I will be at the Jamestown Civic Center for the two night games tomorrow and then the semifinals on Saturday night. And we think those semis, especially the second one, if seeds hold, could be just a spectacular event. Underway second half, post-entry to Dank. In on Bickett, spins, deflected ball, finds his man anyway. McKay, who misses, offensive rebound, put back McKay, and a foul. Chance at a three-point play for Ronald McKay. On the foul by Tate Wolski, I believe. Yep, his third. Chance for three for the Indians and for McKay. That's Ronald McKay. Dorvan has also had a good game. Ronald completes a three-point play, and it's 47-14. McAloney. Right side, Maring through the middle. Wolski, right wing, against the press. It's Eidlin down to Wolski, who's fouled by Black, his third. Tyler Black Jr. picks it up. And 23 seconds into the third quarter on the Bank Forward scoreboard, Carrington has a baseline inbound. Bickett throws it in to Wolski. Up top, Eidlin goes right side for Bickett, who drives left. Josh stops, kicks right side. A Talon Maring three is good. He rattled it home. Talon Maring with a three, his second of the game. He's the second player with 6 points for Carrington, and it's 47-17. Driving right, McKay spins back left and lays it home. Ronald McKay has 11, third player into double figures for the Indians, and it's 49-17. On the right side, Wolski into the corner, McAloney back to Wolski. Up top, swing it left side. Eidlin down to Bickett, who gets doubled immediately and has it pickpocketed by Longy. Longy the other way. McKay, left wing, a three is good. And Ronald McKay is on a personal 8-3 start to the third quarter, and nearly another turnover. It's 52-17 on the Bank Forward scoreboard as Alec Threadgold checks back in. And we tell you that Cardinal basketball all year brought to you by Bickett Insurance. For your free estimate on auto, farm, home, business, or life insurance, call Bickett Insurance, 652-1775, located near the roundabout in Carrington. Tate Wolski's three spins off. Rebound Indians from right to left in the second half. And another three. That one won't count. A travel is called on Ronald McKay. 52-17 Indians. So Carrington with it now by 35. Jalen Mary across the 10-second line gives to Tate Wolski. Josh Bickett at the head of the key. Bickett around a screen, gives to Wolski, who has the ball knocked out of bounds by Ronald McKay. It stays with Carrington down by 35, 2 minutes into the third on the Bank Forward scoreboard. A deep inbounds to Talon Maring in the corner. He's guarded by Dang up top for Bickett, who still has not scored. Josh gets doubled into the corner. Eidlin spins and has his pass picked off. Numbers the other way, and this is Dorvon McKay for two more. 54-17. Dorvon with 13. Bickett spins and throws it out of bounds. A turnover, and Maddox McAloney back in. 54-17 for Winds Minnewaukan. On the right side, Black skip it to Dang, who gets downhill, and Dang cannot finish with the right hand, too strong with it. Bickett down the right side, Maring probably carried, they don't call it, and Maring misses the shot, and McAloney commits a second foul. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Maring carried, and they just didn't call it. It's 54-17 for Winds Minnewaukan, so you can understand not calling it. Meanwhile, Thompson by 20 over Grafton in the fourth. So Thompson's probably going to be the number two seed. Getting inside, McKay, no but a foul. He'll shoot two, Ronald McKay. The foul on Carrington is on Talon Maring, his first. So free throws upcoming for Ronald McKay. His first one tickles the twine, 55-17. Second one, also good, 56-17 Indians. Bickett wants some space to work. Now the double is shown, and it does come. Down the left side, Maring. Skip it. A Tate Wolski triple is long and taken in by Longy. Longy the other way. Stops, dribbles left, fires a three, and it's short. Taken in on an offensive board by Tyler Black Jr. Dorvon McKay in the lane, fouled by Mehring, his second. And Dorvon will shoot two. The McKays have scored all 12 points of this third quarter for Four Winds Minnewaukan so far. First free throw is long. Second one upcoming as Grady Idland returns. The second spins off. Rebound Maddox McAloney. Carrington down by 39. McAloney gives to Bickett on the right side. Gets a high ball screen. Bickett drives left, spins, kicks to Idland on the baseline. Hits from 15. Grady Idland with the smooth jumper. He's got four, and it's 56-19. Driving right, kick, top of the circle, a three. Looks long, is long. Rebound McAloney. McKay, I don't think, had the feet set on that one, Ronald. McAloney down the lane, puts it up, puts it in. Maddox McAloney with five, and it's 56-21. At the other end, a drive in by Lones. He's trapped under the basket. That's a tough spot, but he got rid of it to Dorvon McKay, who thinks about the three, clears it out. Dorvon with 16 to shoot, goes down to Dane, to a basket-cutting McKay, who lays it up short, got his own miss. One dribble, back up and in. Ronald McKay with two more. And it is 58-21. 18 for McKay. Carrington gets a basket, though, at the other end, and it's 58-23. Up top, it's Dane. Gives to McKay behind the back with a pat. Oh, my goodness, what a basket cut by Dorvon McKay. He's got 15 at 60-23. On the left side, Idlin gets blocked from behind. And here comes McKay again. Ronald McKay down the center of the floor. Stops, skips, left side. Faking a three, Lones. He drives in, wraparound feed into the corner. He gets it back. Lones spins baseline, goes up, and finishes. And a technical foul is called on Lones. So it'll be two free throws in the ball at the other end. So two free throws and the ball. Josh Bickett will shoot them. Josh has not scored yet in the game. Until now. 62-24. By the way, that counts as a personal foul, so Lones picks up his first. And the second one is good as well for the senior Bickett. 62-25. So now Carrington will have the basketball. I have no idea why you're showboating to the point of a technical when you're up by 40. A three by Mehring skips off the rim and hits the support above the basket. So it's still 62-25. Really not sure why you're doing that, but whatever the case may be. Four wins Minnewaukan by 37. Up top, Lawness. Driving in is Black, and he'll lay it up short. Rebound, Alec Threadgold. Here comes Bickett. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, bank forward scoreboard. Likely to have a running clock in the fourth. Mehring thought about a three, did not take it. Drives left, gives to McAloney. Maddox gives Idland. Here's Bickett, guarded by Grayson DeLorme. Bickett gets doubled, dribbles left, now right. Finds Idland down to the block. Threadgold gets bumped and fouled, and that is four on Tyler Black Jr. Baseline inbound for Carrington, down by 37. And Bickett gets loose and gets fouled by Grayson DeLorme. And so free throws again for Josh Bickett. Josh now at 1,026 points. Make it 1,027. And it's 62-26. Bickett rattles it home. He's got all four of his from the free throw line in this third quarter, and it's 62-27. Carrington has had a good shooting third quarter. They've scored 13 points, a game high in one quarter. From the right elbow, the jumper spins off. Rebound, McElhoney. Carrington down 35. Here's Idland. Right side, Bickett. Thought about a three, did not take it. Gets doubled. Skip it. Maring. Idland. Bickett again. Still 20 to shoot. Josh gets doubled. Tries to step through it. Finds Maring, who went to the corner, but nobody was there. A turnover. And Ewan Aberley is in the game for the first time. Ewan, the 6'2 sophomore. Think Ewan's going to be a good player for Carrington in these next couple of seasons. Really do. He's long, he's athletic, he's got a good shot. And he'll get some minutes here. Here's a three that's long and taken in backside by Grayson DeLorme. At the free throw line, the jumper is short and taken in by Grady Idland. Here comes Josh Bickett, 40 seconds left in the quarter. It's Aberley down the left side. Ewan spins back right and gives to Grady Idland for Carrington, who is tied up. Nope, they call a travel first. Idland goes down in some pain. And Tate Wolski's going to come in for him. Idland is grabbing at his right knee. And that's one of your two seniors. You do not want to see that right now. Coach Kyle Smith going to go over and help take a look at Grady. You could see that something happened because he just kind of stopped. He was going, and then he just kind of stopped. Just an outstanding athlete for Carrington, football and basketball as well. He was a very good linebacker and tight end when Carrington needed him. Boy, he delivered, and he's up on his feet. And Coach Smith is just going to take a look at him and see what he thinks here. He is out for Tate Wolski. Final 30 seconds of the third quarter, 62-27, 4 wins Minnewaukan. On the right side, Dane. Morrell Dane drives right, leaves in the corner. A three is good. And that's Lones again. He's got 11. And it's 65-27, 10 seconds in the third quarter. Tate Wolski gives to Bickett, who dribbles left, pops a three. Josh short with it. Rebound, four wins, and that's the quarter. We have played three with the score. Four wins, Minnewaukan 65, Carrington 27. Running clock, fourth quarter next when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience, and we are from here, so we know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Let Bickett Insurance give you a free proposal from Auto Owners Insurance or one of our many other partners. Give Bickett Insurance a call at 652-1775 today.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farm owners grow and succeed today and into the future.
I'm assistant coach Randy Huey, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
Brady Island continues to be looked at as now assistant coach Randy Huey is over there looking at him as well, as is high school principal Connor Weber. In the post, Threadgold up top, Merrings, three is blocked. Dang on the move with numbers. Dang finds DeLorme, who banks it in. 67-27, Grayson DeLorme with five. Bickett the other way, leaves for Merring. Talon to Averly, and the ball kicked out of bounds. Running clock in the fourth quarter, 67-27 for Winds Minnewaukan. Coming up in postgame, we'll have stats and a visit from Coach Otto. We'll hope to get an update on Grady Island if we can. We'll ask the question. If we don't know, we don't know. Here's Bickett with a long jumper off the front of the rim. Rebound to Grayson DeLorme. We'll ask the question, and if the answer is we'll find out more tomorrow, then so be it. But we'll do our journalistic duty in asking the question, at least. Up top, into the game for the first time is a freshman, Kaysen Littlewind, and he misses. Josh Bickett at the other end will lay it up, no, but be fouled by Littlewind. His first. So Grayson Littlewind gets whistled. And Josh Bickett nails the free throw. 67-28, he's got five. Second one coming up for the senior. And he knocks them both in, 67-29. It's not much consolation, but Carrington, a perfect night to this point at the free throw line. 8 of 8 on the right side. A three by DeLorme, skips over the rim. Rebound, Josh Bickett. Here he comes for Carrington. Finds Wolski, who gets inside and finishes with the right hand on the left side. Tate Wolski makes it 67-31 with his first bucket. DeLorme gives to Lones, who stepped out of bounds. A turnover. 2 minutes into the fourth quarter on the bank forward scoreboard. And Lones needs to be careful. He gets another technical. He's thrown out of the game. So he's got to be careful not to say anything to the official, who's just doing his job. Bickett across the big Cardinal logo at the center of the court. Bickett dribbles left, gets around one, gets into the lane, and Josh gets blocked by Richard Cavanaugh. At the other end, four wins Minnewaukan with it, and a three for DeLorme, skips off the rim. Rebound saved off of a new player, Dazen Dubois. Saved by Tate Wolski. It goes to Carrington. Back in is Gray Bear. 67-31. Talon Mary. Left side, Ewan Averly. Dribbles right, stops, gives to a cutting McElhoney, who hits from 12 feet. Maddox McElhoney has nine. And it's 67-33 at the other end. The layup goes down for Littlewind. And it's 69-33 with 4:35 to play. McElhoney has the ball poked free. He gets it back, and a Dakota Central timeout is called just for a substitution. Drew Mack comes in. So Francis Belil will come in for the Indians, as will Deion Jackson. We saw the Belil matchup against Big Drew Matt in the JV game, which the Indians won, 62-40. This 69-33 with 4:20 to go. Inside, McElhoney jumper short. Rebound taken in by Dubois. At the other end, getting inside, Gray Bear, blocking foul called on Wolski, his fourth. And so Gray Bear shoots two. 4:10 to play. Carrington will drop to 12-6, 0-3 in league play. Four wins Minnewaukee, 9-5, 3-3 in league play. The free throw goes in, 70-33. Gray Bear with four. Second one, also good, 71-33. Carrington a week from tonight at Medina Pingree Buchanan. And you'll be able to watch it on the KDAK The Cardinal YouTube page as well as right here on KDAK The Cardinal. Here is Wolski for three. A little long. Rebound deflects down and is taken in by Grayson DeLorme, who lost it out of bounds. A turnover. And by the way, that's the first day of the wrestling state tournament. If wrestling goes long, you'll be able to watch the beginning of the game, and whenever wrestling is done, we'll join it in progress on radio. So no problem, no matter how long wrestling goes. Up top, Aberley. Left wing, McElhoney lays it up and in. He's got double digits with 11, and the lead is 71-35. By the way, the 71, the most given up by Carrington this year. On the left side, Gray Bear. Drives in, gets trapped, leaves it, corner three, off the mark. And the rebound is deflected, and Tate Wolski has it. The three was taken by Deion Jackson. Wolski around the screen, goes down to McElhoney. He'll wrap around, feed it to Drew Matt, who's short with it. Rebound, Belil. At the other end, a Gray Bear triple is short and taken in by Drew Matt. Drew went blonde with the hair at the beginning of the year. Getting inside Aberley, he misses. Rebound, McElhoney, and he throws it away. A steal. At the other end, Grayson DeLorme steps into a three and buries it. Grayson DeLorme with eight and a substitution timeout for Four Winds Minnewaukee. 2:17 to play. But quickly to that, Drew's been waiting for this moment the entire season. He did that to his hair because he wanted to be known as Carrington's answer to the question of Eminem. So there you go. Marshall Mathers has getting inside and finishing is Talon Merring, and he's got eight. Marshall Mathern has inspired a Carrington Cardinal. There you go. And a turnover at the other end. 74-37. Carrington and MPB a week from tonight, and then two region games on the road left. One in Grafton, one in Devil's Lake, as McElhoney gets inside again and lays it home. Maddox with 10 and a half, 13 in the game. And it's 74-39 with 1:20 left. Thanks very much to Kate Feiberger for her help as our videographer tonight. Here's a shuffled off pass and a layup for Belil. 76-39. Thank you very much, Kate, for the help. Does a very good job for us. Down low, Drew Matt, too strong with it. And the ball out of bounds, it'll go the other way, under a minute to go. And now there is a big ice pack on the right knee of Grady Eidland across the way. Final minute, Indians 76, Cardinals 39. Driving in is Du Bois. He misses. Rebound, Aberley. Ewan goes behind the back, almost in slow motion. Finds Drew Matt. Kick it up top, Talon Merring. Around a screen, Merring. Pick and roll with Matt, who got fouled. So Drew will shoot two. With 25.9 to play, the foul is the first on Deion Jackson. And these will simply set the final score, you would think. First one, long. Second one for Drew is good, 76-40. So the big man, the Eminem of Carrington basketball, is on the board. See if Four Winds Minnewaukee shoots again. They don't have to, but a right-handed drive by Littlewind into the corner for the three that's short. Rebound, Talon Merring had it and lost it. Littlewind regains it with five, and that is that. Four wins Minnewaukan strengthens their position in Region 2 with a 76-40 win over Carrington tonight inside the East Gym. And we will have our post-game report in a moment when Cardinal basketball continues after this.
Carrington Drug, your independently owned good neighbor pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurturing a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance, good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street in Carrington, caring for you and our community.
I'm Kara Brinster with Brinster Law PC, located at 832 Main Street in Carrington, the old State Farm building across from Bremer Bank. I graduated in 2009 from UND School of Law, and I've been practicing ever since. I specialize in family law and mediation, and I'm extending my practice to areas of property, estates, and wills. Call me at 701-652-3400 to set up an appointment to discuss your legal needs.
When it's time to buy a new appliance for your home, remember DJ's Home Center. Did you know they are a locally owned business and that they have been serving this great community since 1993? DJ's Home Center services and delivers within 45 miles of Carrington, bringing you the best prices on all major brand appliances. So don't go anywhere else. Remember that DJ's Home Center is your local, low-priced, best-trained appliance store. Located right by the roundabout, go Cardinals!
Rest assured that you'll be treated with the care and respect you deserve at Central Pharmacy. Conveniently located in the heart of Carrington and New Rockford, Central Pharmacy delivers the kind of attention and commitment to improving your health care that the big box stores just can't. Central Pharmacy does it all, from medical supplies to prescriptions, health and wellness concerns, plus we have a great selection in our gift, boutique, and decor departments. Visit us on Facebook for up-to-date info. Central Pharmacy, your one stop in Carrington and New Rockford.
Hi, I'm Cardinal basketball head coach Jason Otto, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals fall tonight by a count of 76-40 to four wins Minnewaukan. Welcome into our post-game report. And now let's take a look at the game's final numbers. For four wins Minnewaukan, they had four players in double figures, 18 for Ronald McKay, 13 for Dorvon McKay, 11 for Joran Lonis, and a very quiet, although they didn't need much from him tonight, 10 from Morel Dang. They got 8 from Grayson DeLorme. Also 5 from Joaquin Yaho, Gray Bear. 2 points each from Tyler Black Jr., Francis Belil, Grayson Littlewind, and Keelan Longy, and a point for Jonte DeLorme. Carrington, 13 points from Maddox McAloney, 8 from Talon Maring, 6 for Josh Bickett, and 6 for Alec Threadgold. 4 points for Grady Eidland. We'll hope to get an update on Grady in just a moment. 2 for Tate Wolski, and a point for Drew Matt. The game was never tied, no lead changes, and the largest lead was 39 points. With the win, four wins Minnewaukan is 10-5, 3-3 within the league. With the loss, Carrington 12-6, 0-3 within the league. And they will be back at it at Medina, Pingree, Buchanan 1 week from tonight on the Cardinal and on YouTube. When we come back, we'll be joined by head coach Jason Otto when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks. Headlocks!
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks. Headlocks. Headlocks.
Headlocks. Carrington, North Dakota.
Effortlessly manage your farm fertility with Verify. Verify takes yield data directly from your combine and instantly generates variable rate fertility maps based on your nutritional goals. Whether it's building soil, balancing nutrition, or maintaining fertility. And with full integration with John Deere Operations Center, Verify can send recommendations directly to application equipment, no matter the color. For more information on Verify, talk to your Hefty agronomist and keep your farm moving.
High Plains Equipment is your authorized Case IH dealer serving farmers around Carrington, Devil's Lake, Rugby, and Harvey. When you're ready to invest in a new piece of quality Case IH equipment, their friendly, knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments will make sure your experience is outstanding. Visit highplainseq.com to connect with your local Case IH High Plains Equipment location.
Many dream of five-star hotels and five-star restaurants. What about five-star treatment from your dentist? That's exactly what you'll get at Carrington Dental Care. Dr. J's and Dr. Chaz's gentle, relaxed, and friendly atmosphere will give you a full-service dental experience with five-star customer service and care. Carrington Dental Care will give you five-star dental treatment for the entire family. New patients are always welcome. Visit thecarringtondentist.com or call 701-652-2801.
This is Tanner from Leading Edge Equipment. We've got you covered for all your on-farm bulk oil needs. We deliver high-quality John Deere engine oil, Hi-Guard, Cool-Guard, and DEF, along with a wide selection of oil tanks and accessories. Call Scott in Michigan, Chuck in Carrington, or me, Tanner in Devil's Lake. We're ready to deliver right to your farm. Leading Edge Equipment, your family-owned John Deere dealer in Michigan, Devil's Lake, Hamden, and Carrington. Talk to the parts department today.
A growing operation keeps you going from sunup to sundown and beyond. Bremer Bank knows it's good to have a banker who helps you weather the ups and downs of the market. Add to your operation and get the resources, inputs, and equipment you need to make it pay off. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever. And understanding is everything. Find out more at Bremer.com.
I'm Josie Coleman, and you're listening.
I'm Cody Otto, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals fall tonight 76-40. We are being joined by the head coach of the Cardinals, Jason Otto, right now. And coach, some things are more important than basketball. That's where we're going to start. We might not know the answer, but we're going to ask the question anyway. How is Grady?
Right now, not very good, but we're not sure what the injury is for sure yet. Could be hyperextended a little or something else. That's all we know right at this time. So it's pretty painful right now for him. He can't put much pressure on it at all. So he'll have to get it checked out tomorrow and see where we are.
Good to have Coach Smith on hand where he can help him and at least get him where it's a little less painful.
Sure is. You know, it's having Kyle around here to help out is just a huge bonus to the community and our team, that's for sure.
Well, on the court, I mean, you're a pretty young basketball team, all things told, and you can talk and talk and talk about a team's pressure, but until you really face it firsthand, and I thought your point in pregame was so good that you're not able to simulate it in practice, until you face it, you really don't understand how vicious it is.
You know, and I thought we handled the press fairly well. I mean, our guys did a good job of getting the ball up, and you know, they want us to take quick shots, and we're kind of in a position where we almost have to a little bit too, because once we get in the half court, their defense is also very, you know, very aggressive and trapping and everything. And, you know, we had some good looks in the first half. We just couldn't knock them down. So
you look at it, and in the second half especially, and I know the game is where the game is, but when you were able to get them overloaded to one side, Maddox is really good at hitting that 8 to 12 foot gap.
Yeah, you know, we had, like I said, offensively, we weren't totally disappointed with the effort. I mean, we'd talked about their press a lot and what to do against it, and I felt our guys, I mean, we had some turnovers in it. I'm not going to say that we did it perfect by any means, but I felt like we did a good enough job. But where we really failed at is, you know, they're stronger than us, flat out stronger. And they really use that to their advantage inside, and they just killed us inside on the boards. And, you know, I don't know how many offensive boards they had, but when we get the stats back tomorrow, it's not going to be good, I'm sure. They had a lot of second chance opportunities, and, you know, we just can't give them that many shots in the paint. I mean, and that's plain and simple. And it's easy to say here, you know, that they're stronger than us, but it's a reality, and we just, our guys got to get stronger in the offseason. Just have to.
So next up, it's Medina, Pingree, Buchanan. I'll tell you what Josh Bickett told me earlier in this year. If you're going to have a year like the guys suffered through last year. The only two games that you want to have, if you have to pick two to win, it's New Rockford and it's your next opponent, Medina Fingering Buchanan.
Well, we know it's going to be a tough game because, you know, the way our game went last year with them here, right down to the wire. So we know it'll be a tough game, but, you know, I think our guys after this one are ready to bounce back. I mean, if we could play tomorrow, I think they'd be ready to go. But, you know, we have a JV game tomorrow over in Kansel. So we're going to go over there and play that and get into practice again on Monday and get ready for Medina. And like I said, we match up good with them, and we go to Pingree. It's a smaller floor, so we're going to have to make sure we don't run ourselves off the floor, you know, by pushing the ball a little too hard. So we're going to have to make sure that we do some smart things on offense, and, you know, hopefully we can do a lot better job on the boards because tonight we got abused on the rebounds.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for stopping by. Pass along our best wishes to Grady, and we'll see you next Thursday.
Sounds good. Thanks.
The head coach of the Cardinals, Jason Otto, joining us after his team fall tonight, 76-40. And I think we've done about as much post-game analyzing of this thing as we can possibly do. So we're going to go ahead and wrap it up here inside the East Gym. Carrington dropped to 12-6. They are still looking for that first region win. The good thing is they have two games left. Devil's Lake is tough, but that Grafton game, And Grafton loses by 20 tonight to Thompson. That's about how Carrington lost to Thompson. That is a gettable basketball game for the Cardinals. I've been saying it for a while. I really do believe it. So thanks so much for joining us. Don't forget, tomorrow, 12:50 p.m., Carrington girls wrestling in Castleton at the regional individuals. Then Saturday at 10 a.m., Carrington boys wrestling in Grafton at the boys regionals. And tomorrow night, Q101. KQDJ-FM for the Carrington Girls and Valley City. My thanks to everyone here at Carrington High School, including Athletics Director Carla Michelson, Principal Connor Weber, and, of course, Superintendent Janelle Helm. Now, speaking on behalf of all of them, my name is BJ Walters. One more time, our final count. The Cardinals fall tonight to Four Winds Minnewaukan by a final count of 76-40. Until next time, good night from the Central City.
Thank you for listening to Carrington Cardinal Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal. Carrington Cardinal Basketball has been brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Central City Lumber, Hefty Seed, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Central City Concepts, Brinster Law, Headlocks, OK Tire, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Bickett Insurance, Sendak, DJ's Home Center, Napa Auto Parts, Dakota Growers Pasta Company, Central Pharmacy, Bank Forward, Bassett Motors, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Bremer Bank, Dakota Central, Foster County Independent, and Hydration Station. For more news on Cardinal Athletics, make sure you head on over to our website, newsdakota.com. This has been a production of the I3G Media Sports Network.